Praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we learn that our Lord's death on the cross, that by that death, Jesus freed those who, through their fear of death, had become slaves their whole life long. We know it's only natural to fear death. But through baptism, we now live a supernatural life, a life with a right to inherit eternal life. Therefore, you know, we have to realize that if we have this fear of death, it's because of our sins, which make us slaves to our own passions and the ways of the world. You know, too many people seem to think that they're free when they exercise the power to choose pleasure and evil over that which is true and good. In fact, you know, they're freely choosing to bind themselves even more tightly with the chains of sin. You know, their evil habits strengthen the bonds that hold them in the grip of evil practices and make it even more difficult to escape. You know, a virtuous person, on the other hand, you know, may not possess worldly power and prosperity, but they experience a sense of freedom, you know, that the sinner can never know. A freedom given to the virtuous is described by St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians, where, you know, he details some of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, such as charity, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faith, mildness, and self-control. You know, since the purpose of the incarnation and eventual death of our Lord was not to redeem angels, we're told, but men, Jesus had to fully be human, you know, experiencing human life with all of its real problems, just as we heard about in today's gospel. And just as we experience them. No, he couldn't go through life as a purely spiritual being and still have the solidarity with mankind, you know, that would convince us that his way of life was far superior to a worldly way of life. In fact, his way of life is the only way of life to salvation.